Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. and China are pledging to work together in addressing the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program. Speaking in China Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said regional tensions have reached a dangerous level. Tillerson has been calling on Beijing to step up its efforts to encourage North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
The track that we are now on is to use a number of steps with ever greater number of actions ahead of us that involve sanctions, which the United Nations Security Council has already approved, including China, which voted for those sanctions, and that we are calling on all countries to now fully implement those sanctions.
On Friday, Tillerson said the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended, and that military action against Pyongyang is an option on the table. French officials say a man with suspected terror connections was fatally shot at a Paris airport Saturday after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. No one else was injured at the Paris airport. The Paris prosecutor's office said the suspect had his home searched in 2015 after the terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people because of his suspected connections to radical Islam. Authorities say the man is also suspected of shooting a police officer earlier Saturday during a traffic stop before stealing a car at gunpoint in a Paris suburb. Saturday's airport attack occurred as France remains under a state of emergency after attacks over the past 2 years that killed 235 people. And a rocket launch from Gaza Strip Saturday exploded near the Israeli city of Ashkelon, drawing a response from Israel. No one was injured by the attack. Israel responded with a rocket attack. No one was injured in that attack as well. This is VOA.